Welcome to the Rising Sisters podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Demetra, and we're here to talk about all things that sisters should, from manifesting to business and business to self-pleasure. There is nothing that we can't talk about. Chat soon. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 7 of the Rising Sisters podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Demetra, and I'm so excited to be here today with one of my special sisters. This is probably the episode that I'm the most excited to share with you all, because this is a topic that we have both been speaking on lately. Whenever we're chatting, this seems to come up quite a lot. And it's really about our self-worthiness and, you know, how we feel about ourselves, our self-love and all of that good stuff. So I'm so honored to be sharing this space with not only my business partner, but also my best friend, Larissa Sato. Lou, do you want to say hello?
Hello, beautiful people. Thank you so much for having me on here. So proud of you and like your podcast. They are amazing. If you guys are listening for the first time, welcome. I'm so excited to be here. And yeah, exciting.
We're both like, I'm so going to like share this. We're both like so nervous to be like talking. Like, isn't it so funny how like, you know, real, like we still are. Like, we both have like businesses. Like, Lou's been in our business for like almost 2 years, or like a year and a half, 2 years. We both work in the online realm, but no matter how many times we go live or how many podcasts I record, like we still get those nervous, like, let's be real, like nervous poops. Like we get the BG, bubble guts. Like, it happens. We're so real. Anyways, wanted to share that with you all to just kind of ease into things. I'm feeling a lot better already just sharing that. So let's get straight into things. So Lou, growing up, like, what was your life kind of like? You know, were you aware of things like self-love and self-worthiness? Was it something that you were ever taught about?
Yeah, really good question. And like, a very plain and simple answer is kind of just like, basically, no. Like, it wasn't taught in school. You know, everyone has sort of like different parents, and you know, parents are all different and things like that. However, my parents, or you know, like my mum being, you know, the feminine, and she, like, you would always think or look towards your mum for that kind of stuff. However, I guess because she wasn't really taught it, she wasn't able to really teach it to me. Mm-hmm. And obviously all through school, it's like not really a subject or anything you can take, and it's not so much spoken about at school, because all school's really focused on is, you know, grades for certain things, for subjects, for certain jobs and whatnot. And my idea on self-love and worthiness and things like that, all I really thought of with self-love was, I don't know, go get a massage or have some chocolate or do the things that make you feel good instantly or in that moment. However, those were all sort of, how do I put it this way? Kind of like a band-aid or something that just made you feel good in the moment, but didn't really come right down if you were to peel the layers back to like the root cause of what you might have been struggling with. If that sort of makes sense.
Yeah, I so get that. And you know, my childhood was very much the same. You know, yeah, was not a topic in school to talk about, right? Like, we were only ever taught about like the mainstream things, how to do maths and whatnot, but not so much like the real and important things. But that is something for a whole other episode, I'm sure. And yeah, like you said, you know, I also like, as I feel like as a girl, you know, you look up to your mum, just like a boy would look up to their dad, right? And yeah, I was the same. I looked up to my mum, and unfortunately, because my mum wasn't taught these things, you know, my childhood was very much so hearing a lot of like the fat word or just things like that.
School, what, being a girl,
Yeah, 100%.
Like, quite harsh in school,
it was, you know, I was so, like, I got bullied a lot in school. I wasn't even planning to share this, but, you know, I had anorexia, like, at a really young age because I was bullied into that. And then I went to the whole other end of the scale. By the time I got to high school, I had, like, obesity. And that was because I wasn't taught about, you know, self-worthiness or self-love, right? And that's such a problem that is actually so common to say.
And then we almost base our identity on what we're told and how we're treated in school. And then, you know, when we're basing our identity and things like that, we then also base our self-worth on things outside of ourselves. So yeah, it's quite hard, especially, you know, growing up and when you're not, I guess it all comes down to, like, you know, your mindset and things. We're not fully understanding of everything around us. So it shapes a lot of it.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, right. And it's like that then just, it feeds into our adulthood. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people that continue to live those ways. You know, there are actually so few of us who, you know, we get into that deep work. Like, both of us, we've invested like almost like 10 grand each into like a spiritual coach, a healer this year. We've both done it at the exact same time. And that brought up everything, because everything comes from our roots, right? And our roots for us women is also our womb space. So there was a lot of, you know, womb healing and things to be done at our roots to be able to open up all our other chakras, to be able to, you know, feel more in alignment in all aspects of our life. So I'd love you, like, to share a little bit into, you know, once you kind of left school, right, you know, you still weren't aware of your self-worth, of your, you know, your worthiness and about self-love. What did life kind of start to look like for you by not having this awareness that we do now?
Yeah. And I just want to also quickly tie it back a little bit too. When you said you had anorexia at school, because I was so searching for, like, you know, this validation to tell me that I was worthy, I just remember I fell into a little bit, probably didn't go too overboard, but I was really, like, I cut back a lot on eating and I got very skinny. And when I did, I got attention from being skinny. So then this reinforced that if I was skinnier, I got the love and connection, that self-worth that I, you know, I based my self-worth on it. So what it kind of looked like, yeah, school played a big part in it. And I just saw it play out so hardcore into, like, my relationships with boyfriends, things like that. So I guess ever since I had, you know, my very first boyfriend, I hope I'm allowed to say this, but, you know, he was the first boy that I ever went with. And he actually, I now understand it was nothing to do with me, but, you know, back then I thought, well, you know, am I not good enough? Because he went with my best friend at the time. And then I always found this pattern, like, when I had boyfriends, things like that, there was always another girl. And I thought that I wasn't good enough or I wasn't enough, that they had to go for look, you know, for women outside of myself. So around about, you know, when I was a teenager, early 20s, things like that, I based my self-worth on a lot of, well, I placed it kind of in the hands of the man, or, you know, the boy that I was with and things like that. And because it was so low, I also allowed behavior that I didn't really quite deserve. So I actually kind of fell into this vicious cycle of abusive relationships, and, you know, a couple abusive relationships. And because it was, like, so chaotic, it sounds kind of weird, but I almost became addicted to the chaos in those relationships. So I began to allow, and even sort of put it this way, like, when I, you know, would get hit or something like that, I kind of thought of it like, oh, he cares so much about me that he wants me to himself, that, you know, like he would hit me or do things like that. Or, you know, if a boy looked at me, he would get angry at me and things like that. But that's obviously not good. And that's toxic behavior.
You know what, actually, like just quickly popped into my head. As you're saying that, I remember as a kid, like, and boys would be picking on me. I remember always hearing, and fuck, this grinds my gears to hear this because it's so common, but you always hear that, oh, they're picking on you. It must mean they like you.
Yes.
Oh, like just as you're saying that, I can just hear like my child self hearing that. And it was, yeah, like so often I'd have boys pick on me, right? I was into sports, and like say if I kicked a good goal or something, they'd come and like they'd kick the ball out of my, like underneath my boots, or they'd kick my shin or something, and I'd just hear the, oh, don't worry Sophia, like he's obviously got a crush on you. No, like he was being a little shit, like he doesn't like me. Like, and to think, like, if you're putting that into young girls' heads, and I mean, hey, it's not just girls, like I'm sure vice versa, right? Like if a girl was picking on a boy and they were taught the same thing, like, you know, I'm not saying it's all about the women, but by any child hearing these things, that if they're getting picked on, it must be a good thing. Like it's not.
Like, and it's also an attention thing as well, because like when they were treating me like this certain way and, you know, they're getting angry at me and things like that, it was so weird because I thought of it as like, oh, I'm getting their attention and, oh, they're so focused on me, which wasn't really a good thing to like reinforce, if that sort of makes sense. And not just saying it's like, you know, all, it's not just relationships that can kind of dim like our self-worth and things like that. Life is messy. It can be in all different areas, but this just happened to be one big area for me. Yeah. And so with that, and then, you know, they would have these other women and things like that, so then, you know, I thought I wasn't enough, and then I fell into that, the whole, you know, not eating and identifying myself as, well, if I lose weight and things like that, then I'll be enough. Or, you know, if I wore less clothes or, like, you know, went out and things like that, I based my self-worth on how much attention and validation from, you know, like men and people outside of me, but it was never really truly fulfilling because it was never coming right down to the root cause. And you think about it, like I was settling or only thought I was worthy enough for these kind of relationships. So my belief was I'm not good enough to be fully chosen and loved. That's actually just a realization of, found out just from kind of like talking about it. And yeah, once you start to peel the layers back, you can kind of come back to what's actually, you know, where's this really come from and where these beliefs come from. But yeah, so when we have this whole idea on, like, you know, low self-worth, things like that, it also kind of, and I share this, you know, with the people that I mentor and things like that, because I've experienced it too. When we have this whole idea on, like, you know, we're not worthy of something. So my belief was I wasn't worthy of having a relationship where the man, you know, wasn't going to two-time me with someone, or he wasn't going to, you know, he would treat me like a queen. So I believed that I wasn't worthy of that. But everything in your life kind of is almost like a reflection, or like, it's like a mirror. And that can leak out into other things. You think like friendships, your business, you know, you can kind of use your imagination for all other areas too. But yeah.
Just as you're saying that, actually, I would love you to share about this, just touch on it, you know. Yeah, you've had a rough past with relationships, but you're now in a beautiful relationship with a man that loves you. But you actually manifested him, and it actually come into fruition. Like, I'd love for you to just share that, because it's just popped into my head, because I remember you telling me about this, and that's powerful, because I feel like that was a time in your life where, you know, you were really starting to discover who you were and discover what you wanted. You know, you're peeling back your own layers, you're coming home to yourself, and that's when you started to get more clear on your vision.
Oh, that's such a good question. Okay, so I think so often as well, like, as women, when we go through all of these things, you know, like an abusive relationship, like, oh, guys, a lot of stuff really happened in those years. I might just quickly touch a little bit. I won't too share intensely, but it sounds so weird, like, saying it out loud, but I was actually, you know, one of the guys, he went to prison because of, you know, the things that he'd done to me. You know, I had a knife held to me. I've been, like, dragged upstairs by my hair, like, you know, I've been dragged across gravel, things like that. So it was pretty intense. Even, like, I remember one time, I hope this isn't too much, but I remember one time where he actually, I kind of thought, like, oh my God, is this it? Like, he was strangling me for so long. I was like, wow, like, is my life going to kind of end right now? And us women, if anyone listening to this who's kind of been through that sort of stuff, we can so often become so jaded because of our past and what's happened. So, you know, our trust is, like, super deteriorated. We begin to think, like, especially if it's been a pattern, like, all men are the same, and then we start to actually manifest, like, the same thing over and over again. If we're not kind of willing to begin our own healing from the things that have happened, you know, like, you think childhood traumas, things like that, we carry them out into our lives. Anyway, but I remember a couple of years ago, this is when I dived into the personal development kind of world. So I was really quite new to it, but I just remember telling myself, and I was like, no, like, I really choose to leave behind the belief that I'm not worthy of a good relationship. And I was just like, I'm so keeping my heart open. I know he's out there. And I just remember thinking, it's almost like the universe gave me everything that I didn't want. So I knew exactly what I didn't want to allow into my space. And then I had a very clear vision on exactly how I did want to be treated and how I wanted my relationship to look, be, and feel like, that I was so focused on that and so focused on just, like, leaving behind all the shit that I didn't want. So, and, you know, healing's always going to be an ongoing thing. I have a beautiful partner right now, and I'm not going to lie, there's still, because self-worth, no one's ever going to have, like, a 100%, you know, self-worth about themselves. But also recognizing when feelings of unworthiness or, you know, our shadow work or some old wounds from the past coming up, I have to also be careful not to project that onto my, you know, new partner. He's such a sweetheart, and he's so understanding, and, you know, he's amazing, but not project it onto him, because I've got to remember that it's my stuff, and it's not fair to bring up things that might have happened in the past that have nothing to do with our relationship now into causing problems with our, you know, our love and connection, our relationship. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's powerful. Like, I don't know, I won't go too deep into it because it's still something that I'm learning and I'm growing. But, you know, me and my partner, like, we've been together since we left school, which is, I don't even know how, like, we're not like other couples, that's for sure. Like, far out, to have left school together and to be where we are now in our lives, like, yeah, it's just not a normal, it's not normal to society how we live our life, basically. Like, yeah. I'm gone on to an entrepreneurial path, we don't live together right now, and, like, just, like, everything that, like, is not normal in society. But, you know, growing up, like I said, you know, I went through, like, a lot of my own shit that I also, like, I actually did project on this relationship for many, many years. Like, we've been together nearly 5 years, and it's only been this last year that I started doing the inner work and I started to do a lot of healing. Mm-hmm. And it was also at a time where our relationship was, you know, we were in a place where we were like, who are we? Like, what? It was just like that time of like, all right, do we continue going down this path and like not knowing what we're doing or not knowing who we are? Or do we take this moment to like figure shit out and figure out our next steps, get more clear on our visions?
Yeah.
And that was a tough time. Like, it was a really intense couple of months. And like I said earlier, I was working with a healer, spent thousands and thousands of dollars. Like, that is not even like normal to society. Like, it was such a crazy thing to do. But my God, was it life changing? Like, mm-hmm. I will never forget, like, my partner, like, he went away for a couple of weeks. We didn't really have much contact for 2 weeks. And he came back and he was basically like, holy fuck, like, who are you? Like, in such a short amount of time. And like, I want to really, you know, emphasize on that, you guys, because growth can happen so quickly. Like, I don't want anyone to ever feel like they're stuck or it takes a long time. And it doesn't take thousands of dollars either. Like, that's a personal choice. But if you really want change and if you really want to create a shift in your life, then like, it is possible and things can happen so quickly, if there's anything I've realized this year. But yeah, you know, like, I think there is a massive difference between self-love. Like, I feel like self-love is more of it's kind of like an act, right? Like, we can, you know, do things to make us feel nice and like loose. I can't even talk. Like Lou said earlier, it's kind of like a bandage, but knowing your self-worth is freaking powerful. It is so powerful. And once you know that, like, your whole world will just up level and rise up in so, so many different ways.
And because, like, you know, with self-love, you know, we're talking like, oh, you know, like a massage and things like that. But it's also like having the balance between massage, Netflix, chocolate, like whatever self-love looks like immediately to you, but also having enough discipline with yourself. So having that balance, because yeah, you can get all the massages and things that you want, but you don't want to get stuck in the self-loathing. That's not going to kind of get you anywhere.
Exactly. It's not actually going to fix the, like, what is happening. And that's where like the inner work is so important. Like, no matter what you're doing in your life, like, you know, for us, inner work's been a big thing because of our online business. But with or without, like, I think it's so, so important. Like, even if you are just wanting to work a job for the rest of your life, that is your own opinion, that's your own choice. But it's like, have the courage to like dig deeper and, you know, pull yourself up on your own shit. Like, know your worth, because I don't think, like, not many people do. And like, that's still something I'm still learning. And in saying that, we are continuously growing and up leveling. Like, we might have one worth right now, but once we achieve that, then it's okay to want more and be more. Like, we just get to continue rising.
And a big part of the self-love as well is like strengthening the relationship within yourself. Because remember, it reflects out. Your relationship with yourself reflects into your relationship with your other, your relationship, like, with your everything's a relationship. Yeah. And in your business and things like that. So that inner work strengthens, you know, your relationship within here. Because remember, it always starts with you. I was actually going to say something else, but I fully forgot.
It'll come. It's okay. But like, what I'll add as a, I can't talk. Oh my God, my like tongue's like getting twisted. But going back to what you were just saying about, you know, strengthening yourself and being good with yourself, like, yeah, that's been bigger as well in my life this year too, because me and my partner, we were living in a one-bedroom apartment. Like, we were so like stuck together that when we had to, we knew we had to be apart and we had to live apart, that it was not okay for a while. Like, it was hard because I was so used to not being my own friend that I kind of lost my own way. So yeah, and that kind that did fizzle into the relationship where I wasn't enough of myself. Yeah. So yeah, that's really interesting to think back at that and look at where I am now. Like, I love being with my man. Like, there is nothing more I want. Like, yeah, like, we're always together anyways, even though we don't live together. But in saying that, I also love myself and like my me time. And I think that's so powerful. And I was actually talking to a girlfriend of ours the other day, and you know, she and her man broke up recently, and she was even saying, she was like, I've found my best friend again. She was like, I was my best friend before I was his best friend. And I've been able to rediscover myself, and I've been able to love having me time. And I'm like, fuck, that's so powerful. Like, everyone, like, oh, why is it such, like, yeah, I'm in a relationship, but it's like, why is it a bad thing to be alone? There is this big perception on how bad and how miserable it is to be alone, but it's actually so powerful. Like, if you love that, and if you can proudly embody that, then you're winning more than everyone else. Because if you're in a relationship but you're scared to be alone, then that's actually something to worry about, I feel. If you don't have that strength to be independent, to love yourself, to honor yourself, to know your worth, that's when there's a problem.
It's kind of like, because I was single for about 3 years, but after I broke up with my last boyfriend, you know, I was so caught up with, and I see it a lot of the time as well, we're so caught up with searching for it outside of ourselves instead of coming back to in here and actually connecting within, you know, searching for that outside validation, looking for the next, you know, partner instead of actually, like, you know, attracting it. Because you're aligned with it when you actually become the vibrational match. This is where it all comes and starts with you, not searching for it outside. Yeah. You know,
this is why we say energy is everything, because it is. If you're calling in shit, or let me reframe that. If you are feeling in a shit space, hun, you're going to call in shit. If you know your worth, and if you know like what you're deserving of, you're going to attract that into your life.
And yeah, and that comes from knowing yourself. This is why self-discovery is so important. This is why connecting from deep within yourself is so important.
Yeah, and you know what just popped into my head? I love this. This conversation's great. What I just thought of is, like, you know how you always hear people, you know, when the world was open and everyone could travel and whatnot, but it's like, you know, people go searching for themselves, they go soul seeking and all this and that. And yeah, it sounds so magical, but really this year has, and I know this for so many people, and this is why a lot of people are waking up. And it's because I don't believe that if you're always running and you're always searching, you're never actually going to find what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. When you have to sit in your shit, and you have to fucking do nothing but unpeel the layers, you come home to yourself. You come home to your true self, who you really are, your values, everything like that. Because we are so programmed from such a young age that we forget all these things. Like, we don't realize that we are such spiritual, such soul beings, that we know everything. Everything is within us. We have all the answers we could ever imagine, that, you know, we forget, we don't realize. Like, we're not taught this stuff. We're not taught to, you know, come home to ourselves. We're taught to just go on this freaking never-ending journey to look for something that's already within us.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom. That is so, oh my gosh, yeah. That is exactly it. And if you are kind of like, if you're feeling in your shit right now and you're like, oh my gosh, like you're really struggling with, I don't know, whatever you're going through, or you just think you can't get out of it, just know that now you are so clear on what exactly it is that you don't want, but you get to rewrite, or not even rewrite, you get to change the narrative moving forward on exactly what you do want to call in, because it's the whole polar opposites. They're both on the same pole. If one exists, the complete opposite can exist. Yes. And it's closer than you think. Yeah.
100%. And for those who are also like on that journey right now, or if it's something that you know that, all right, it's time that I go on this journey, I also just want to share that, you know, yes, like the law of attraction is 100% real, right? It is your best friend. It's everything that you're going to call in. But also remember that there is the law of polarity. So, you know, if you're on this journey, things are going so great, and then all of a sudden you get this fucking bomb of a test from the universe, stay strong and know that that test is popping up for a reason. You know, that test is there to see, you know, if you're going to stay true to yourself, or if you're going to fall off the rails. Because a lot of times, and I've done this myself, things will be going so great, that test comes along and it just fucks shit up, right? And we just think, oh no, this is it. But really, the vast majority that keep going, they then get to what they actually want, and they're like, oh my God, that was just a test. So just stay true to yourself. That's probably my biggest tip for today.
Yep, exactly. I'm so all for that. And also being, I'll just add this like one last thing as well, Renee, because we're talking about energy and things like that. Things that raise your vibration and actually light you up. Like a really good example that helps me, you know, raise my vibration, makes me feel good, gives me confidence. Then I'm in my love and creation state, my receiving state. You know, riding horses, I don't know, baby animals, like they sound so random. Sex as well. Sex is a very powerful tool. I feel like we need to speak on like sex and manifestation and how magic that stuff is.
Especially, especially self-pleasure. Like we're so big for that. And what a powerful way to connect with yourself than through your womb.
Mm-hmm. Because this is the whole, you know, not trying to reach for things outside of yourself. If you can give yourself that self-love and pleasure, then, you know, if you can't do that, then how is anyone else meant to give that to you? Yeah. Yes.
I love that. I feel like we could definitely keep going, but I feel like it's time to close this episode up, and my gosh, I feel like I can already just see the next episode and everything that's going to come up in that. But yes. I'm so grateful for having you on here today. I do just want to ask you though a couple of questions before we do say goodbye. Mm-hmm. So the first question I want to ask you is, what are some things that I feel like you kind of shared on this a little bit, but what are some things that you personally like to do to kind of raise your self-worth and to connect with yourself and to feel into your self-love?
Yeah. Oh, such a good question. And like, I know this sounds like so basic. Anyone probably listening to this is like, yep, I've heard that before, but like affirmations, because, and guys, the reason why affirmations are so important and like you do really, I guess, like etch them into your brain. I don't even, like, I'll be real, I don't say them out loud every single day in the mirror, things like that, but I just have like little sticky notes on my mirror dresser, and you know, just on my phone as well, just to remind myself. I don't actually read them, but you gotta remember your subconscious will pick them up. When your subconscious is constantly picking up, you know, I am beautiful, or I am like whatever it is, I am worthy, like, you know, since we're talking about self-worth, things like that, your subconscious is going to keep picking it up, and it's going to start to rewire a little bit of a belief. But yeah, if you're really wanting to etch it into your brain and you're really wanting to, I don't know, fasten it up a little bit, definitely, like, you know, in the mirror, like, really focus on the things that you love about yourself and be excited about the things that you want to actually come into your life and focus on that, because that's what's going to manifest, rather than focusing on the crap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And exercise, move your body, you know, get energy in motion, blah, blah,
like,
blah.
I think it's like your endorphins. I feel like, and I think endorphins is like, I actually feel like, oh my God, I could be totally wrong, but I feel like gym, sex, I mean, both are like moving your body, and chocolate. Apparently chocolate is like, everything is like releasing, helps you release endorphins or something. I don't know. I could be completely wrong, but who knows? But yeah, like, I love what you're saying about the affirmations, because, you know, we are as humans, you know, we can be so programmed from society. Like, we can actually program ourselves. We can program our minds so easily by saying affirmations. And yeah, I'm the same. Like, I've got a couple around like my whiteboard and sticky notes. And, you know, it's just like, even if there's a couple that you just say randomly throughout the day, alarm clocks. I actually have a few alarm clocks on my phone that go off every day. And one's like, I can have everything I believe, or, you know, I am wealthy and I am abundant. And they just go off. Like, I actually have like 5, I think, that go off throughout the day, and they're just so powerful, because I'll just be sitting there like, fuck yeah, it's 12 o'clock, I am abundant, like, of course. So they're really powerful. And for me personally, I love to move my body as well, and eat good foods. Like, don't get me wrong, like, I like to eat my chocolate sometimes. Like, if I feel like my body wants chocolate, I'll give it chocolate, I won't restrict it. But I recently started back up at F45, and I love that. I love moving my body. Like, you know, isn't it so funny? When I started, everyone was like, oh, like, why are you trying to lose weight? Or how much weight do you want to lose? Like, even my coaches there, like, that's their job. But they're like, oh, what are your goals? Do you want to lose weight, tone up? And I was like, I just want to feel abundant every morning. I just want to go and raise my vibrations. And everyone's like, okay. But that, for me, like, in the moment, I'm like, oh my God, I'm dying, this is so hard. But once I finish, I'm like, oh, I'm so abundant, I'm so wealthy, like, this is my life, like, this is how great I get to feel. And also eating good foods and drinking like good water, like, that again is a whole other topic of conversation, like, yeah. Yes. Anyways, yeah. But
discipline and like moving forward. Can I just quickly, yeah, like, with the beliefs and the affirmations, like, oh, I won't go too much into it, but you gotta remember as well, like, do your beliefs not serve you, or do they serve you? This is the whole rewiring thing, because two people could have the same goal, right? Or let's just use the whole like worthiness one, but the person who doesn't believe that they are worthy are gonna do completely different things and be and act and take action completely different to the person who does believe that they're worthy. See how that kind of plays into it? But yeah,
I love that. And final question for today, for anyone that is, and I feel, you know, majority, we are all on our own journeys, like, let's be real, you know, we can always be more worthy, we can always love ourselves more, so that's kind of never ending. So for all our listeners, you know, what's one piece of advice that you can give to really just help anyone that might be struggling with their self-worth at the moment and are trying to, you know, rise up and, you know, feel more empowered in their own bodies and minds and souls?
Yeah, really good question. I could say a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I guess one thing, I hope they've taken a lot from this.
I feel like that. My mind is like, yes. I'm even just like, keep going, but I'm like, all right, we got to wrap it up.
I'm hoping that if you're listening right now and you are really struggling, that you have taken a lot from this podcast that you can implement into, you know, changing the way things might be going right now for you. And just know too, like, we're all human. Like, I've really been down in the frickin' shit in the gutters, And if I can rise up from it, if Sophia can rise up from it, there's no reason as to why you can't rise up from it as well. And like, yes, there's going to be mess, there's going to be challenges, things like that. But please know that it's all part and honor that process.
Yeah. Boom, 100%. And no, like our inboxes are always open. Like, you know, I'll drop Larissa's Instagram handle over in the show notes so you can go and check her out. But yeah, like know that you're not alone. Like we're all going through our own stuff. And I just feel like I need to add this in as well, but I know that there's so much that I could like, we could talk about, but this is like going with like the closing, but social media can be portrayed in many different ways. And, you know, I actually shared like a story yesterday, and yes, like for me personally, like, you know, if you look at my Instagram, like, yeah, I share a lot of great things and I don't tend to share negative things, but that's simply because I feel like there's enough negativity in the world. When people go online, I want to inspire people, but know that we're still human. We still go through our own shit. We just choose to not drag other people down in our shit. We'd rather help other people rise up.
Yeah. So. And use, even like if you're finding yourself in comparison, use like, transmute that into inspiration. You can either compare yourself or you can be like, wow, this person's doing that, I can do that too, because there's no reason as to why you can't.
100%. Yeah. I know. I used to follow so many like social media influencers, and I actually ended up unfollowing them all because they weren't doing anything good for me. Like I was just comparing myself. So yeah. Instead of thinking social media is such a bad thing, like follow people that are going to inspire you and help you rise up. All right. So that is it for today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for everyone tuning in. Let us know if you got anything out of this. If you did, like, you know, share an IG story, send us a message, whatever, because that like helps a lot and it, you know, it helps us feel good as well. So thank you, Larissa, for coming on today. I'm so grateful for everything that you shared.
You're so welcome.
I can't wait for our next episode already. This has definitely been my favorite by far.
Oh, yes. I feel honored.
All right. I will see you all in our next episode.